time for another WNST Baltimore Sports News Update. Here's Luke Jones.
John Harbaugh met with the media following the Ravens' win over the Titans in London.
Heck of a week capped off by a really great football game. Appreciate the Titans. That's a tough, hard-nosed, competitive team, well-coached. And they played that way today. It was an exciting game. And we're very, very pleased to come away with a win. I'm proud of our guys. I thought our guys fought through a lot of adversity in that game. Some controllable, some not. And they managed to find a way to close it at the end. The defense closed it at the end with a stop down there. And then with the hands team to close it at the end. Offensively to go down there and get that drive and get that three. That 3 points was massive. It's a massive 3 points at the end there in that final drive in the fourth quarter. So just happy with our guys. I think Lamar Jackson played one of the most courageous games I've ever seen. Just continues to do that. So many areas that we can continue to improve, but so many individual efforts that we could run a list of here of guys, and I just did it in the locker room. So if you get a chance to watch that, you'll have the list. But proud of our guys. We're looking forward now to getting back home. We have a tough game against the Lions at home, who's playing very well this year, so we'll be getting prepared for that. What questions do you have?
Coach, congratulations on the win today. Just describe to us the feeling of becoming...
Congratulations on the win, by the way.
Thank you.
Describe for us the feeling of becoming the head coach to lead Baltimore to its first ever win in London.
Yeah, it's a great feeling. It's better than the alternative by far, too, I can tell you that. It's a great experience. You know, it's a lot better when you win, I can tell you from experience. But we're glad to be here. The fans were great. I mean, the fans are loud. I love the singing. I love it was a loud stadium. It was like a home game. It was like an NFL game there, you know, as far as the fans. I thought they were very knowledgeable. They know the game over here, and that was impressive to see. So it's just a very impressive crowd.
Coach, congrats on the win.
Thank you.
You've coached several different Ravens teams over the years. What does success look like when we're mid-October at this stage for your team in 2023? What does success look like?
Well, right now it's a process. That's a good question. And at this point in time, you know, it's an early season. No championships are won week four, week five, week six. Odell Beckham even said that earlier in the week. So we're kind of looking in terms of what are we capable of becoming. You know, we lost some games we should have won. We played good football in stretches, but we made mistakes. We've shot ourselves in the foot way too many times. So what success looks like right now is heart. The ability to overcome adversity, to keep fighting to the end, find a way to win and make plays when it counts, and to keep improving. We keep improving. At some point in time, you get over the top, you break out, and you start winning by larger margins, and that's what we're going to try to do. Yes, you had a question there?
Yeah. Yeah, I think this gentleman would go first.
Okay.
That's okay.
Thanks. Jadeveon Clowney had a great game today, getting two sacks. How would you describe his impact on this team, both today and more generally?
Such a great question. I mean, you know, he's a guy that we didn't necessarily expect to have at the beginning of the season. We've been playing against him all these years. Always admired the way he played. His energy level, you can see it. I mean, the dreads are flying everywhere, right? And he's throwing his body around. Had the sacks today. Had the run stops today. He's been a great addition to our team. I think he's another guy that was always a Raven and didn't know it till he got here. And I'll just add, the rest of the pass rush, too. Justin Matabike did a great job. Kyle Van Noy did a great job. I thought Michael Pierce and Broderick Washington were pushing the pocket really well. So just a lot of guys stepped up with that.
Coach, you've been here for a week. What have you learned about the squad that you didn't know before? And what have you learned about yourself maybe as a coach off the pitch as well? Thanks.
Well, I learned I could win a game in London. That was nice to know, you know. But I really enjoyed Tottenham when we practiced over there. You know, just looking at the facilities and having a chance to talk to their various staff members. The head coach was amazing. I mean, I really like that guy. He's really good with people. He really understands, you know, just how to motivate a team and how to build an organization. He's done it in different places, and I just was kind of trying to pick his brain as much as I could. And then all the people around him, the performance people, were pretty special. We got to see the young players. You know, it's kind of cool seeing the academy. That's different than us. We have the high school and the college. You guys have the academies with the clubs. Talking to those kids, and they're kids, yet they're very talented, you know. So I learned a lot about how small our sporting world really is.
Coach, six field goals for Justin Tucker. Obviously, a few of the times you guys could have maybe forced the ball into the end zone. Anything you feel you need to work on offensively to convert some of those into 6 points?
Well, we really do. I mean, you know, the best way to put it in the end zone, in the red zone, is to run it in. You know, we haven't been as successful the last 2 weeks as we were the first 3 weeks. So And that's kind of how it works. It's a week-to-week league. But we've got a quarterback that can do a lot of things in the red zone, that can make plays in the red zone. We have receivers to do it. We're capable of it. I'm really thankful for Justin. He made all those kicks. It's probably fun for the crowd here to see. But we need to score points. That could have been a much more comfortable game for us if we'd done that. Yes.
Coach, congrats. Thank you. Can you expand a little bit more on Lamar Jackson's performance today?
Right. Well, I just think, like, he made some throws. But more than that, you know, there was some situations where guys were covered a little bit, you know, and it wasn't easy. That's a really good defense they were playing against. Kept plays alive, a couple critical first downs. Thought the seam route up the right side in the fourth quarter to Mark Andrews, to see that route, put that right on the money. Of course, Mark made a great play on it. That was a game-changing, ceiling play right there. Without that play, it's a completely different game. So the runs that he made were pretty phenomenal.
Like you said, you know, finishing the game, you know, both sides of the ball kind of finish the game, you know, after the tough loss. To see him finish that way when the game got pretty tight, what does that kind of say about the improvements that this team is making?
Well, yeah, I mean, we've talked a lot about closing games out, you know, becoming closers, you know. We talked about the Orioles a little bit with that, you know, how they were able to close games out this year. And that's something that we're striving to do on both sides of the ball. We're not quite as good as we need to be yet. I thought our defense made our defense played good throughout the game. I mean, the only first downs they really had were the penalties, which we had too many of, and I'm probably not going to comment too much on today when asked about, but I'm proud of our defense for getting that last stop.
Coach, I'm just asking about Zay Flowers. He's had a great start to this season. Let's get that touchdown today. It's a special moment.
Say that again.
Zay Flowers.
Oh, yeah, great question. For Zay, Zay's obviously made so many nice plays for us and didn't have a touchdown yet. He's only a rookie, but we're pretty far into the season. It took game six for him to get his first touchdown. To see it, I just had visions of future touchdowns. You know, when I saw that, I was like, okay, now it's like the analogy my dad always makes. It's like olives. You ever open up an olive jar? You go like that, and what happens with an olive jar? Do the olives just come pouring out? They don't, right? They don't come out. What do you got to do? You got to get the first one out, right? Then once you get the first one out, the rest of them pour out. So hopefully that was Zay's first olive, and there'll be many more to come.
How difficult was it towards the end of the game? I mean, I think you were down four or five defensive players just with the personnel, and also if you have any updates on any of those guys, if you believe any of them are serious.
Right. Don't have any updates now in terms of the level of seriousness, so we'll see. We have to get back home and take a look at those right now. Nothing on any x-ray or anything like that. We do know that. What was the rest of the question?
Just about how difficult it was with the moving personnel and all your defenders going out.
We were out some personnel groups. We had a tough time getting our field goal group on the field. That was a challenge for us, getting 11 guys on that, because sometimes you don't know who's on and off, and guys kind of forget. That was a big challenge for us. But I say this, credit to our personnel. Start with Eric Acosta. I mean, the fact that this team has been through this really pretty much almost every game. And I tell you, you look at the NFL, it's becoming more and more like that. It's a big challenge. And for those guys to come in and not even bat, and I look at guys like Jeremiah Moon. You don't know Jeremiah Moon. He's out there giving us quality reps, okay? We've got a lot of guys stepping up. Geno Stone, I mean, how well has he played this year? He's always done it. So I think Eric has done a phenomenal job in terms of doing something that he believes in. He builds a deep football team, and it's really paid off for us so far.
Hey, John, what are kind of your thoughts on Kyle Hamilton's first the hit and then the ejection?
Yeah, I mean, it was helmet contact, so I understood the flag. The ejection wasn't explained to me on the field. They didn't know on the field. So came from New York, I guess. So they'll have to explain to us why. That's not something we've seen before. That's a new one as far as I'm concerned.
John, you mentioned, you know, the kick being massive there. Just curious, momentum-wise, how big was Geno's interception at that point? He made some nice plays in that one.
Brian, such a big play. I mean, you have to make plays. You know, I mean, you have to make plays. You can't go out there and just play perfect and make tackles. If you do that, they're going to move the ball down the field and score eventually, unless they make a mistake. So you got to find a way to come up with a sack. You got to get a sack fumble. You got to knock a ball loose. You got to get an interception. And Geno's had a couple big ones so far this year. So that was a huge play. You're right.
John, could you just talk about the courageousness that Lamar showed? Could you just elaborate on that?
Yeah, I mean, I just think that he's hung in the pocket. He got away, you know, he was holding the ball, trying to wait for guys to get open, so he had a lot of patience in the pocket, and yet stepping up and making a couple runs, converted some first downs when we had to have them. You know, he's not afraid. I mean, Lamar is a very courageous guy, and, you know, I admire him for that.
All right, thanks, Coach.
All set, thank you.